And now a look at what's happening in the arts and in our community. The deadline to register for Louisiana residents seeking disaster assistance with FEMA has been extended to November 27th. Homeowners and renters can apply for federal assistance, which includes help for temporary housing, rental assistance, and repair or replacement of damaged property. And for information, you can visit FEMA.gov. The UL Lafayette Campus Cupboard has resumed its regular schedule. It's open on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., and on Fridays from noon until 2 p.m. You can learn more about the UL Campus Cupboard on the Student Affairs Division website through the UL website. COVID-19 testing on the UL campus for students, faculty, and staff members has been extended through Wednesday, November 25th. The testing site is near Cypress Lake. There's a green space. There's a tent there set up by the UL Lafayette, the Louisiana Department of Health, and the Louisiana National Guard. So all UL students, faculty, and staff can be tested through Wednesday, November 25th. The Lafayette Consolidated Government Smoke Alarm Program that offers free deaf and hard of hearing smoke alarms to Lafayette Parish residents has been extended for the year through the end of next September 2021. Firefighters will install the smoke alarms equipped with movement, flashing lights, and a low frequency sound to signal danger. For information, you can go to lafayette.gov/firedepartment. The Keep Louisiana Beautiful State Conference is online this year. It's a virtual six-part webinar learning series. Two people from Lafayette Parish, local environmental speakers, will be conducting webinars, Ms. Katie Dupree and Ms. Gretchen Vanacore, who is with UL Lafayette. To participate, you can register at keeplouisianabeautiful.org/conference. And the Lafayette Public Library has offered a number of new book clubs in addition to the ones they're already offering. If you would like to know more about the book clubs or their other activities, you can go to their website, lafayettepubliclibrary.org, or stop by any of your branch libraries in Lafayette Parish. And Festival of Words has a lot of interesting things online that you can access by going to festivalofwords.org. Find out more information about what they're doing. And the UL Lafayette Combos 1 and 3 will have an outdoor jazz concert this evening, Monday, November 9th at 7 p.m. You can bring your own chairs. There's lots of room to spread out for social distancing. Face coverings are required on the UL Lafayette campus, but all are invited to this outdoor jazz concert. The musicians will be on the front steps of Angel Hall tonight at 7 p.m. Again, if you'd like more information, you can contact the School of Music. The Hilliard Art Museum on the UL Lafayette campus has four major exhibits on display right now. Video art by Woody and Steina Vasulka, Bridging the Mississippi, Spans Across the Father of Waters, an exhibit of more than 50 images taken by photographer Philip Gould at various spots along the 2,300-mile-long Mississippi River. Acadian Brown Cotton, The Fabric of Acadiana, which examines the artistic and cultural significance and revitalization of the tradition of weaving with brown cotton. And the fourth exhibit, Black Nature, Letitia Huckabee. For information on any of these exhibits, you can stop by their website, which is hilliardmuseum.org. If you're heading to New Orleans, there will be on display a collection of Philip Gould's Mississippi photographs in New Orleans at Lemieux Gallery. So if you're headed there, you can stop in and see those photographs, which are printed on in a slightly different way. And UL Lafayette's traditional music program will be live streaming shows from the KRVS studios Wednesday, November 11th and Thursday, November 12th. The Angel Aces will perform on November 12th, and the Zydeco Rage and Steppers on Wednesday, November 11th, the Angel Aces and the Zydeco Rage and Steppers. On Thursday, November 12th, a mix of traditional and contemporary blues will be offered with the Royal Roots Blues Band and then the Ragin' and Blues Band. For information, you can go to the School of Music website under the Traditional Music Program. And a number of concerts coming up through the School of Music. Friday, November 13th, the UL Jazz Ensemble will give a concert in Angèle Hall. There will be social distance seating, and face coverings are required in the auditorium. Doors will open at 6:30 on Friday, November 13th, and it will be limited to the first 225 people. The UL Wind Ensemble will give a concert on Friday, November 20th, also in Angèle Hall Auditorium. For more information on either of those concerts, you can stop by the School of Music website. The Acadiana Symphony Orchestra's next concert will be Friday, November 13th. It's called Transform and will feature the soloist and gold medalist of the 2018 New Orleans International Piano Competition. For information or tickets, stop by their website, acadianasymphony.org. Lots of exhibits at the Acadiana Center for the Arts. Two new exhibits include The Healthy Artist in the main gallery and Eileen Bennett's The Illustrated Cafe. You can visit those or you can see them virtually on the website, acadianacenterforthearts.org. And for a listing of programs on KRVS, please stop by our website, krvs.org, clicking on the schedule button. Again, a huge thanks to all of you who participated in our recent fall fundraiser. It helps so much for our work throughout the year. If you weren't able to get to your computer or telephone during that time period, it's never too late. You can make your contribution at krvs.org, clicking on the donate button. Please stay with us this afternoon and evening. In just a few moments, we'll be joining NPR's All Things Considered.
Enjoy Zydeco blues and old school R&B on the Zydeco Stomp, Saturdays from noon to 3, only on KRVS 88.7 FM and online at krvs.org.
You won't have to wait long to hear the future of music. Just join us for the next Deutsche Welle Festival concert from Young Euro Classic. And you don't have to go far to hear musicians from all corners of the globe as they all live and perform in Berlin. I'm Rick Volker, bringing you Young Euro Classic from Berlin.
Tonight at 7 on KRVS.
You're listening to KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles, a public service of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. Find us on Facebook at KRVS Public Media.